It's Wednesday, the 19th of February, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. With Popular Democratic Movement Member of Parliament Reggie Dierhart having raised concerns about the new curriculum, which sets grade 11 as the exit point for many students, and further having argued that the system may worsen unemployment and social issues, we spoke to Labour analyst Sidwill Scholtz about the statement, and he shared his views on the matter.
MP Dierhart raises valid concerns. This means that the entry level into the unskilled job market now is lower than it used to be in the past with the grade 12 certificate, and it also curbs the possibilities of these individuals developing further in a broader career and first having to do AS levels should they want to study in a specific direction going forward. My other concern is with the high unemployment rate, companies tend to be more apprehensive in terms of employing someone with a grade 11 certificate in as far as the risk is concerned of employing someone, training them, and then realizing that the person does not have the capacity and then having to go through an entire process in order to open up the vacancy again to get someone in that can fulfill the role to a satisfactory level.
We also asked the Education Ministry's Executive Director, Sanet Steenkamp, for her comment.
A curriculum reform involves a wide variety of stakeholders and role players, and the universities are part of it. And at this point, it's important also to note that we must understand the previous grade 12 was also at a level 3. We've added a level 4. The University of Namibia starts with level 5, while other universities start at a level 4 or level 5. It all is dependent on the kind of course that a child wishes to enroll for and the requirements of that course.
In January, the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture reported that 70.5% of grade 11 learners failed to meet the requirements for further studies, leaving many without a clear academic or career path. The World Economic Forum has identified poverty and inequality as Namibia's top risks for 2025. A survey of more than 11,000 respondents highlighted unemployment, water and food shortages, as well as a lack of skilled labor as additional concerns. The report cites economic challenges and resource scarcity as priority risks for the country. Oliver Diggle from Ceres Capital.
We see that many countries share similar challenges. In Namibia, poverty and inequality ranks as the number one risk. Food, water, and energy shortages also feature prominently across the region, taking up the top three spots in both Zambia and Zimbabwe. Back to Namibia, water shortages rank as the third biggest risk. Unemployment is the second ranked concern in Namibia, with broad unemployment being 54.8%, one of, if not the highest in the world. Another main issue holding Namibia back is the lack of skilled labor. Namibia is one of the highest spenders globally, relative to GDP on education, but the majority of the funding goes into personnel spending and the results are not materializing.
South Africa's former International Relations and Cooperation Minister Naledi Pandor has urged AfriForum to clarify to US President Donald Trump that their statements on the Expropriation Act were exaggerated. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, she warned that the country's trade with the US could be affected. Pandor called for AfriForum to be held accountable and urged impacted parties to protest against their damaging claims.
A responsibility does devolve on AfriForum to go and clarify what they said was exaggerated, solve this problem they've caused. Those whose exports are no longer going to be going to the US, they should be protesting outside the offices of AfriForum.
And the European Union has agreed on a fresh sanctions package targeting Russia's shadow fleet and aluminium sector. It comes as the United States has suggested that sanctions relief for Moscow may be part of future peace talks to end the war in Ukraine.
This is the 16th round of sanctions that the European Union's imposing on Russia since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine nearly 3 years ago. Top EU officials say that by targeting Russia's shadow fleet of tankers, it's reducing Moscow's ability to export oil and circumvent existing sanctions. This new measure also blocks the import of unwrought aluminium, following previous sanctions on aluminium wiring, piping and tubing. This week's meeting between US and Russian officials in Saudi Arabia has sparked concerns that Europe will be cut out of Ukraine peace talks. Washington insists Europe will be part of any real negotiations, but concerns linger that decisions could be made without a say from Kyiv or its European allies. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.